Describe for everyone what you're wearing.
Well, I'm wearing pretty authentic outfit. I have 100% cotton navy gray breeches with buttons instead of a zipper, suspenders instead of a belt. The shirt is a custom-made shirt with a high collar for my bow tie. I have a vest, a gray vest, and then I will put on a jacket, usually of gray or black jacket.
And what were the ladies wearing?
Well, they wore a lot of things. In fact, they went overboard with their dressing. Harriet Lane was known to have a lot of dresses. In fact, she enjoyed changing during the day. So she would change maybe two or three times a day, depending on what she was doing. And of course, if she was going out, that would take an hour or so just planning to get all the clothing on she needed when she would go out at night. I think, unfortunately, Buchanan has been treated as not a very good president, but sadly, he was the oldest man to take office at that time. Today it doesn't sound old, but he was 65, and only 3% of America were 65. So he was old, very old. He also had rheumatoid arthritis in both legs, which means he couldn't walk very much, a painful gout in his toe. He really wanted to be president twice before, but sadly only got it when he was this old. So he just spent those 4 years trying to keep the country together.
And I remember learning something on the tour. I thought it was interesting about when you were campaigning for office, how people would come to you.
Yeah, I like this idea. We changed a great deal. But in those days, if a man was running for president, he didn't make speeches all across the country. He stayed at his house. And people came then from all over the country. And we know when Mr. Buchanan was running, hundreds of people a day would come to Lancaster to meet with him, and he'd pass out his speeches, and then those people would go back and then campaign for him on their own district. So it was really a nice way of doing it.
I know there were people out there who like to visit presidential libraries, and visiting Wheatland is pretty much visiting his presidential library.
Yes, we don't really have a presidential library. There are actually six different organizations that own his books and want to keep them there, so we don't really have it. But we do have a lot of research, a lot of letters and things that people can research all the time. In fact, they can research it online.
Well, thank you so much for having us out today. So tell us all the info we need to know about coming here on a tour.
Tickets really are advisable to be bought online. You could go to lancasterhistory.org, click on Get Tickets, or go to events. If you go to events, you'll find the President's Day tour. It's a special tour just on Monday. You will purchase your tickets or pick up your tickets inside the new building, which is just off President Avenue at the corner of Marietta and President Avenue. Really, we have all different price ranges, adult, senior, children under 11. Find out on the website.
And I know there's more information there, too, on some of the special events you do, like Yuletide.
Very much so. We have the whole calendar of the year on that. We offer lectures. We offer Yuletide again next year. We may do something special in June on the funeral of Mr. Buchanan, 3 days in June, when he died on June 1st. So we're going to have it around that time. So you have to keep up to date. Check our website.
Well, thank you so much. And again, we might see you at Rockford. We might see you downtown Lancaster. And I just saw you at Market. So I have to ask you, speaking of Market, I bought a cookie there that I love. What's your favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie is an oatmeal raisin. Not too many people like it, which is good because I can eat them then.
Did James Buchanan eat cookies?
I'm sure he did. All different kinds.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day.